Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the final 2024 episode of Messy and Co. I'm Ashley, here as always with my incredible co-host, Gian. I didn't want to scare anyone. I know I said final, but I paused. I wanted dramatic effect. Final episode for 2024 because it is New Year's Eve today, and we are putting out the episode to finally kind of close out the 2024 season and get ready for the 2025 season, and which is only a couple weeks away, as we'll talk about shortly. And just lots of exciting news and things happening. And I'm here with my incredible co-host, Gian, as always. Lots to talk about, but before we do that, hi, Gian, how are your holidays? Are you ready for the new year?
Hi. Yeah, I'm doing great. Excited for the new year. Excited to delve into the excitement that's going on around things that Inter Miami is doing, what people think Inter Miami might do. A lot of, as always, there's a lot of noise and a lot of news and speculation around what Inter Miami does now, as they're one of the bigger known clubs around the world, basically. And I've been good. I've been good going into the new year tonight. We'll see what plans. I'm still trying to figure that out. Trying to see what I'm going to do tonight. Maybe go out to eat. Maybe go find somewhere to party. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm just excited to be back. And we got quite a few things to talk about. And Inter Miami, I think, you know, with 2025 on the horizon, the biggest season coming up for Miami in club history, with just the best player in history and in club history, I think we've got a lot of good things coming up for this team. And yeah, let's dive into it. We got a lot to talk about.
Good things happening with the team and with this channel. We're planning on having some pretty big updates soon about Messi and Co. in general, that we're really excited to roll out for the 2025 season. Hopefully you'll be seeing some new faces, maybe new ways and places to watch the show and more content. Lots of exciting things that keeps growing, and we love it. We love the community we're building, and we just, you know, like we said, we know we have Messi at least until the end of this year. We're all 99.999% sure he's going to sign through 2026. So, you know, we're not going anywhere yet. So we have some exciting things planned, including Gian's mustache, which I think is quickly. It's looking good.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. That's for 2025, new year, new me, new facial hair. So
I love it. All right. Well, speaking of Gian though, and speaking of things that we talked about that this club is doing, there's a lot of things that people think they're going to do, but there are a few things that we know are going to happen because they are official. And that would be Leo Campana, the Ecuadorian forward, has been traded to the New England Revolution. And we have signed Fafa Picoult from Vancouver. So two really big roster dealings for Inter Miami. And obviously I'm going to let you go first, Gian, to talk about someone who's near and dear to your heart in Leo Campana. Big news, and I maybe surprising news. So yeah, why don't you start? I'm going to pull up the specifics of the deal, but start with just your overall feelings.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I'm looking at this trade and I don't quite understand why it happened, just simply because you're talking about Leo Campana, a historic player for Inter Miami. He was one of just three players in club history to reach 100 appearances. I remember celebrating that here on the podcast, and it was just a big milestone for the club and for him. He was a guy that was a great locker room guy, a guy that was great to interview and speak to. He was a guy that was very well liked by everybody, a guy that played his position very well, didn't necessarily get all of the chances that he probably would have wanted to, especially when you bring in a world-class player like Luis Suarez. But at the end of the day, he performed very well when he had the opportunity to do so. He had 32 goals and 10 assists and 100 appearances for the club. In 2024 alone, he had 8 goals and 3 assists through 30 games. So he was producing with his limited time, and his availability, which is something that Inter Miami had a lot of issues with throughout, with injuries and that sort of thing. He was a guy that was always there and available and ready to play for the team. And man, some of the golazos that he would score, man, I remember some of those that were incredible. Like, he was the guy that sometimes it looked like there was nothing happening and he would make something out of nothing. He would have these like acrobatic goals and flick the ball over the defender, catch it on the other side midair, like, and just rip it into the goal. It's just a lot of exciting moments that he brought to us as a club. As a fellow Ecuadorian, obviously, I was always pulling for him, wanting him to get more time. He's a guy that, towards the end of his career here with Inter Miami, as of late, he was starting to get noticed, as many players in Inter Miami are getting noticed. But he got noticed because of his play and his ability to score, and he started to get more chances on the national team for Ecuador. So, looking at this now, he's going over to New England. I'm hoping that just continues to help him in his trajectory as a player that's still young. He's 24 years old. He's a guy that still has a lot of time to develop and continue getting better. And I assume that his role is going to be a lot larger and expanded upon with New England. He should get a lot more playing time, and that's good for him. Even though I think that if you were to kind of give him the option, I think he really enjoyed his time here. I think he would have still wanted to stay, despite knowing that he was losing playing time to Luis Suarez, knowing that I think Suarez's time is limited, and maybe he was going to, get that opportunity to start up again. But hey, transaction wise, you'll get into the specifics now, but we did get some good stuff out of the transaction between money and between roster spots and that sort of thing. It freed up, I think that at one point during his tenure here, he did take up a DP role. So there's a few things that happened there transaction-wise, but overall, I think it's a loss for Inter Miami. I think it's a loss for the fans, a guy that, that a lot of people liked, but I wish him the best, definitely, in New England.
Yeah, I mean, from a personal standpoint, from a look standpoint, I'm just kidding. in terms of what I'll miss watching, I'm just kidding. Here's the thing about Leo Campana, and here's the specifics of the trade. In terms of general allocation money, GAM, we received $2.5 million Inter Miami, which is obviously a record for the club. A lot of money for him. In MLS standards, you know what I mean? In terms of like the it's a lot of money. International roster spot, obviously, for 2025 and 2026. And we got a sell-on percentage. So in terms of what we got for him, I would say just from a purely transactional standpoint and from a roster standpoint, we got probably the best value that we could get from him. You know what I mean? So it's not like we cleaned up in that sense. In terms of what he brought, I'm going to miss, he scored a lot of excellent goals. He was here through a lot of transitions of Inter Miami. He was the reason we got the record, right? He scored that goal just in, I think it was Vancouver. Wasn't it Vancouver or Toronto? It was Toronto. At the end of the season to get us that. He scored a lot of really important goals for us, and that'll be missed. I think, look, from a realistic standpoint, I didn't expect him to get traded or to go. When we had our last episode, we said, what do we think it's going to look like in 2025? Never once did I think Campana was going to be up for debate, but he was. And I think, in terms of the club's eyes, Suarez for at least the next year, and God forbid injury or anything like that, he is there and he's going to continue playing and starting. He played a lot of games last year, Luis Suarez, at a very high level, scored and created a ton of goals. So I imagine that's not going to be changing. And so although the two forwards and having Campana play more, I would have been very happy with, I think in their eyes, for the amount of money and value they got from him for a quote-unquote backup number nine, because he's, if you're looking at your best 11, he's not in it for Inter Miami. Yeah. He's your 12th probably, right? Like, he's someone you'd probably sub in first, but if you can get that value, you do it. And then what you do is now you've created a lot more room for the other places on the field that we do think we certainly need some more help, because offensively is not, you know, our front three, our front whatever is not a big problem. I mean, look, we now don't have Diego Gomez and we don't have Leo Campana, which were two very high performing quality attackers. But we just signed, as part of this move, Fafa Picoult from Vancouver, who was one of the standout offensive players for last year. And we beat out Austin FC, who were trying to get them as their talisman. And he chose Inter Miami. He grew up partially in South Florida and in Haiti. And he's a really high quality forward and wing player, and you can see that, you know, he would probably tomorrow slot into the starting front three with him, Suarez and Messi, and maybe in Inter Miami's eyes, for the value they got out of Campana and being able to sign Fafa, it was the right decision, knowing they're going to be making other moves, you know. So it's like a plus and minus with everything. Like, I'm going to miss him. I would have been very happy if he stayed, but they chose to move on from him. And in my opinion, they got the most value they could.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting because right now we don't have a natural center forward to replace Suarez when he's not going to start, or when he's going to go to the bench, or if there's an injury or anything like that. So I think that'll be interesting to see who Inter Miami is planning on bringing in for that spot. Fafa Picoult is a winger, you know, leaves a lot of discussion and debate as to what the heck is going to happen there. Because if you think of the winger position, you're talking about Robert Taylor, you're talking about Facundo Farias. Like, these are all starting caliber players, even though Robert Taylor has seen the bench as of late. The guy is a starter for me. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Fafa. But I think bringing in Fafa was amazing. The guy, like you said, is really fast. He's a really big offensive threat on that left side. I think that he can kind of probably play both sides. But hey, he also brings the experience. He's an 8-year MLS vet. He scored 57 goals and 30 assists in his career. He's had the production is there. At 33, I mean, even as of late in Vancouver, he had 10 goals and 8 assists, and that's big time. So he's coming off a good trajectory in his or coming off a great performance last year. As Inter Miami fans and as Inter Miami reporters, we're very much, I think, familiar with his game. We experienced that. We saw it through the League's Cup, right? He's a guy that had 8 goals for Nashville, and he played, I mean, he had a goal in the semifinals for Nashville in the League's Cup. He had a goal in the final against us in the League's Cup. So he's a guy that we're very familiar with, and I'm very happy to have him on our side now instead of him having to be a headache for us. So that'll be like, Inter Miami had no issues as far as the offense and firepower last season. That was where they excelled the most. They had the most goals in MLS. So just adding another weapon to the arsenal for the offense, that's going to be scary hours for other teams, at least from the offense. I know we lack on other parts of the field, so we'll see how that kind of evens out. But, you know, one of the things that the storylines –
yeah.
For Fafa was there, you know, he was saying that it was a family decision, and people were dogging him and saying, oh yeah, sure, you know, Messi, family decision. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you can see that Messi influences the decision a bit. But the family, those people that were saying, you know, or joking or making fun of the family thing, saying that was fake, obviously don't know anything about Fafa. And as you mentioned it, he grew up here from 9 to 16 years old. He grew up through South Florida. After that, he has family here, and he would come back to visit frequently, and he would spend time here in South Florida. And I'm going to give a direct quote so people can hear it from himself. Returning to South Florida is at a place I proudly call home. It gives me the chance to be closer to my family, childhood friends, while bringing excitement and passion to the football community. So it is definitely a family decision. And I think for him, it's something that'll make him happy, and I'm excited to have him here at Inter Miami.
Totally. And I mean, look, you know, South Florida is similarly to Messi and Suarez, how they come to South Florida and there's such a large and vibrant Latin American culture, right? And community with both Argentina and Uruguay. The same could be said for Haiti and the Haitian community. Yeah. And South Florida is a melting pot. And so you see it with everyone. And I think it's only a plus. I will say, you know, maybe, like I said, he could start tomorrow, or maybe he's a super sub. He would start on most teams. We have a lot of firepower, so we'll see. But let's think about it like this, when we're talking about this overall team and what we've had to say before, which is having the Barcelona four, having Messi, you have to have sometimes you have changes and you have things you have to balance. For Diego Gomez and Campana, and I believe it's net profit as far as I'm concerned, over $15 million right there for those two players.
Yeah.
13 coming from, or maybe 12 coming from Diego Gomez. I'm not sure how much we spent on him, but at least $12 million in profit from Diego Gomez, $2.5 million in profit from Leo Campana. Okay, so that's money now we have to work with our roster allocation, that we know part of it has to go to Messi. He's making over $20 million a year. We know is going to Suarez, Busquets, etc. And because we have this offensive firepower and we have these choices of the Robert Taylor, Facundo Farias, Gressel, etc., now Fafa, great that we have this more money to spend on enforcing and growing those other positions. So
yeah, it'll be important also, like thinking about 2025, this team has realized, especially with all the injuries and things that they've suffered over the last couple of seasons, which in my opinion, and maybe others share this opinion, will probably cost us like the CONCA Champions Cup. This has cost us dearly. And knowing that 2025 is going to be probably the most packed season that we've ever had
with the club,
for MLS, yeah. When you think about, like, okay, you know, we're saying like, who's going to start? Okay, we're talking about like best 11. But in reality, I think Inter Miami is gearing up to have multiple teams that can compete and not drop a beat when you're going to have the FIFA Club World Cup, you're going to have CONCA Champions, you're going to have Leagues Cup, you're going to have the regular season, you have a preseason. Like, you're not going to be able to have the same guys on the field, your best 11 all the time. You're going to have a game where Fafa's going to start. You're going to have a game where Farias is going to start, where Taylor's going to start. And we'll talk about, somebody else in Argentina that we're talking about that will also, if he ends up coming here, is going to be one of those guys that you're going to see heavy rotation. And it's going to be important if you want to remain healthy and you want to be able to just have the longevity of these players throughout the entire 2025 season.
100%. You need to have a best 15 or 16, really, when it comes to it, you know, with the best teams in the world. Speaking of other additions, now those were two that we have guaranteed. These are guaranteed transactions we've made. We've traded Leo Campana. We've signed Fafa Picoult. Well, here are a couple other names that we haven't officially done yet, but they're in the cards currently, it seems. Maybe even surprisingly so. Neymar is still a name that is not just like people shouting it from the clouds, consistently from a lot of reporters and a lot of different parts of the world saying Neymar going to Miami is not the craziest call. You know, I mean, I still think it would be very, very difficult to happen, but you're seeing it a lot more and more. And then obviously fellow Argentine Tadeo, who I don't know as much about. I think you probably know a little bit more about than me. I obviously know about Neymar, but two big name players, one younger than the other, but more Messi friends, more firepower that this team is looking to get. And maybe some of those decisions we just talked about with all that money you just got from pure profit from Diego Gomez and Leo Campana, is it going to actualize in some other of these new signings? I don't know. What do you think? I mean, I'll just say this. It's stupid, but God, sign Neymar tomorrow. I'll be a happy person. I won't lie. I won't lie to you. If Neymar's there, if it's Neymar, Suarez, and Messi starting, I'll be sad. Okay? Like,
I mean, look, as an avid Barca fan, and to see La MSN again, it would be really cool, and it would definitely bring some nostalgia to it, even though Neymar left a sour taste on my tongue as a Barca fan, and some of the things he's done with his career, I'm not the best fan of, or the biggest fan of, but at the end of the day, you know, if Neymar can be 70% or 60% of the player that he was at his prime, he's a top player in MLS. Like, and to have him, we've seen the connections that these guys have when you bring in players that they're used to playing with. You see the connection with Jordi Alba and Messi. I don't think you see that connection anywhere else in MLS, the ability to just know where they're going to be. I think that's something that you're also, along with the skill set that Neymar brings, you're also going to bring that familiarity of them playing together, the camaraderie, a world-class player in Neymar. I think that it would be scary hours for any MLS team that has to face a front three of Neymar, Messi, and Luis Suarez, even at this stage in their career. So would I want Neymar to be here? Would I accept that with open arms? I'm not going to kid anybody. I definitely would. But as we start to look at Neymar and some of the transactions that I think Inter Miami has started to do and some of the transactions that they're linked to, like Tadeo, for example, Neymar to me kind of looks like it's being further and further pushed away. Again, Neymar, a winger player. You already have Facundo Farias. You already have Robert Taylor. You just brought in Fafa Bicalt. And now you're talking about Tadeo. Tadeo is a player that came from Godoy Cruz in Argentina. He went to Celta in Spain. In Godoy Cruz, he was a freaking beast. The guy's fast. He's able to dribble past anybody. He's able to shoot from outside the area. He's able to header the ball. He's able to assist. In 2023, in 37 matches for Godoy Cruz, he had 10 goals and 3 assists. The guy was a beast, which is why Celta de Vigo brought him over into Spain. I think they paid around 4.5 million euros for him. And the problem is, and this is the reason why he's now available for Inter Miami, he hasn't had a good run for Celta in this season. I think he's only had one appearance one goal. He's had one appearance in the season and two appearances in the Copa del Rey. He hasn't done very well for them, and he looks like, at least for now, he's not to be in the coach's plans for this year. And look, that tends to happen. Sometimes there are players that ball out in the team. They go to one and it's just not the fit for them. We've seen that, like players like Coutinho and Griezmann that went over to Barca and they were nothing like they were when they played, you know, in their prior team. So that could be something that's happening with Tadeo. But Tadeo before this season in Godoy in Argentina was a monster. And I think that if you bring that guy in, he's a starting caliber player. He's young still. He's 25 years old. And you just add that to the list of wingers, and he would be, to me, he may probably be the starter on that side above, you know, Bicalt and the rest of them. So let's see. Inter Miami's trying their best. They wanted to do a loan. They already sent their proposal over to Spain, and they're waiting to see what happens. There's some negotiations there, but they have their mind set on him. They want him, and it looks like they're going to do whatever it takes. And to your point, with all these transactions and all this money and the international roster spots and all that stuff, it looks like they're primed to get their man. But Neymar just keeps looking farther and farther away, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's fun that it's still a topic, though. I mean, that's part of what this club wants to do and will continue to do, especially as long as Lionel Messi is on their roster, is they will continue to have worldwide attention and the biggest players in the world's attention, right? And that's how you keep growing, and that's what the club, that's what makes it fun and exciting, especially for us as not only fans, but as content contributors. Really cool. And yeah, I agree. I think Tadeo is probably going to happen and will be a welcome addition to the team. There will be obviously now, you know, multiple high-quality players trying to get that left-wing spot. And so it'll be exciting. It'll be fun for Mascherano as well to figure out what works best and trying to get competition with places, all good things, knowing we have a lot of games coming up. And it'll be exciting. And look, as we get closer and closer to not only the preseason, but the actual season kicking off and the CONCACAF Champions Cup kicking off, we'll know more and more roster decisions. I'm sure there will be a lot more movement in the next few weeks.
And remember, Matias Rojas is still in negotiations. They didn't pick up his option, but he's still, according to the club, under negotiation. So that you're talking about another guy that could play on the wings. So there's just a lot going on for Inter Miami on that side. Going into 2025, they're going to have a full arsenal that they're going to be able to use in these games.
And also, while I thought about it, we we drafted two players in the MLS Super Draft. The one I'm going to talk about, Bailey Sparks, who hopefully we're going to have a part two of what we had with Yannick Bright, which is drafting a player who really surprised everyone and played at an incredibly high level. He's also a forward, so he may actually just be, I don't think he's a center.
He's a midfielder, midfielder.
I'm attacking midfielder, right. Okay, so, yeah. But comes from SMU, college in Texas, and I saw some of his highlights. Kind of a baller, like definitely, yeah. I mean, it may be all relative, but a baller and a draft pick. And so, you know, who knows what will happen with that. Maybe again, we'll see, like I said, a Yannick Bright part two, where a lot of additions from places you may not necessarily predict.
He's a tall guy, big
he's
guy,
tall
six
yeah
feet, six feet tall. He's
maybe they're gonna train him to be a backup, you know, number nine, like, you know, I've seen crazier things happen, right?
When yeah
you
have they can
a
try
tall
to mold
scorer.
Him yeah they so, can definitely try to mold him. He's definitely look, Inter Miami knows how to pick their guys in the Super Draft. As you said, yeah. Yannick Bright, they had Leo Afonso, two guys from last
Robert
year's draft.
Taylor. I meant Robbie Robinson.
Yeah, really good. The guy was the captain, scored 9 goals and 10 assists in this last game. Number 12 player of the year by Top Drawer Soccer. Like, this guy is really good. And going back to transactions, like you're talking about, this was a transaction. They actually selected him in the second round. They gave their first round pick to LAFC, and they ended up getting $50,000 in GAM and a second round pick in 2026. So it seems like they knew their guy. They knew he would fall into the second round, and they were able to continue to make money and make transactions. So, like, this Inter Miami under this direction is doing a lot of things behind the scenes and making sure they're prepping themselves to be able to get some of these big name players.
Yeah, exactly. And creating that depth, which we want. Last thing to talk about is what this is all for, right? Which is getting ready for that 2025 season. Obviously, 2024 season ended in a way none of us wanted to, and was, you know, disappointing, losing in the first round of the MLS playoffs. There was obviously a lot of ups and downs with the season, but we're about to start a new season, a lot of roster changes, exciting things happen. Messi is not going anywhere. Luis Suarez is not going anywhere. And good news is that for the preseason this year, a little closer to home than last year. So Inter Miami have decided to not do the tour of the Middle East and Asia this year. Thankfully,
I mean, the next step was Mars if they were going to go any further than they did last year.
Exactly. And so they're playing in Vegas, and they're playing in Tampa, which are, you know, one good to help. Hopefully in the U.S., right, get more people to the games and to see them play. Keeping it close to home. Those happen in January. I believe January 18th is the first one. So, like, we're less than 3 weeks away from the first preseason match. And then the 2025 schedule kicks off for the MLS schedule, kicks off for the home game against NYCFC. And we'll be there, and we're excited. CONCACAF Champions Cup starts also, and it's gonna be thick and fast. These games starting, you know.
I actually love these preseason games. I think they're very well picked and strategically picked. I mean, you're talking about that first one is gonna be in Las Vegas and at Allegiant Stadium. 65,000 people in Allegiant Stadium, and
Club America,
you're playing
right?
against. Club America. Club America is the current three-time Liga MX champ. You're going to be facing Liga MX sides in Leagues Cup, possibly in other competitions. So it's important to play against these teams. And, I mean, you're talking about the teams that bring history, and that's also part of becoming a world-class club, right, is playing against these. You're talking about Mexican icons that played in Club America, like Cuauhtemoc Blanco, Guillermo Ochoa, the famous goalkeeper. Like, there's a lot of big names that played for that team. And it's a team that has a lot of players that are on the Mexican national team. So I think this will be good.
And a large Mexican population in the West Coast of the United States. So you imagine there's going to be – it'll be probably a pretty balanced crowd, if not a crowd favoring Club America. So – It'll be fun. And then playing against Orlando City, against in-state rival. So agreed. I think good matches for Inter Miami. A little bit of an easier coming into the season than last season. And we have the Club World Cup, you know, in June. I think, like I said, starting in January, the end of the month, it's going to be thick and fast. And then before you know it, we're starting CONCACAF Champions Cup. We're starting the MLS season, all that good stuff. And it'll be really exciting. And you know, it's we're super happy and we're ready for another really good season for Messi and co and for this Inter Miami squad and for Messi himself. Hopefully more trophies, more amazing moments, more growth. It's going to be awesome. But yeah, here we go. Any last thoughts before I wrap it up for the new year?
No. Just excited for the preseason, like you said, and excited to see these games. There's, you know, there's quite a good amount of games and just a variety of, there'll be Saturday night games. There'll be Sunday games. There'll be midweek games. I think, got a little cough there, but I think there'll be a good variety for you, and that'll allow you as a fan and as a spectator to really, regardless of your schedule and all that, you'll have a good variety of different games and that sort of thing. And it's good for MLS because I think there's more variety in times as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, like kind of like we get excited to wake up and watch Premier League. Mm-hmm. Now you'll be able to watch a lot more MLS games and catch more of that stuff. So I think it was a good job by the league with this new schedule this season.
Agreed. All right, cool. Well, then to wrap it up, thank you for listening to this episode of Messi & Co., the final episode for 2024. Thank you guys all so much for being so supportive, for watching, for joining our community, and being on this messy journey with us. Like I said, we have really exciting things that we're planning for the 2025 season in terms of new people, new content, new ways to watch, new places to watch, more to watch, all of that good stuff and to listen. And make sure you're following us at Messi & Co. on Twitter/X so that you are first to hear about all of our big changes and exciting updates and news and team news, Messi news, everything like that. We're still the place to be. So for that last episode of Messi & Co. and for wishing you a very happy new year of 2025, the first to say it, I'm Ashley, that is Gian, and we will see you next year.
Saving money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save